Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by another donation from Lek, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hey Sane Main, have you heard of trans widows before? Women whose husbands transition and in the divorce courts, they get treated better than if they stayed males. Interesting turn of events. I bet in the future such a move will get you more money from a cis woman. Love looking at the death of feminism. Well Lek, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. In the other request you sent me, you said that trans women were the answer to making sure that women don't dominate politics, and were also a way to destroy women's sports. In this request, you seem to be advocating that men should start transitioning so that the family courts treat them better. Maybe you've got a fetish for trans women or something, considering that you see them as being the answer to destroying women's sports and pushing women off of corporate boards, out of politics, and anywhere where female quotas are required. I knew a guy, he's somewhat of a gal these days. He, or should I say she now, is 6 feet tall and looks like the guy at the video game store that went nuts when they called him, I mean her, a sir. The individual I knew became estranged from his wife and children for the new trans identity that he got, and then a number of years later got remarried to a trans man from Eastern Europe. I've got a theory about all this transgendered stuff. It's almost as if nature is trying to correct some sort of imbalance. The male is supposed to be the more beautiful of the species, but since women have makeup and other image-enhancing technology, they're like a brown cardinal painting its feathers to look more like a bright-colored parrot. And then the red cardinal looks plain compared to the female cardinal that's had a makeover. In most other species, the male is the more visually appealing and attractive. Makeup on women is there so they become more attractive than other women in an arms race to get the most attractive man. But many of the trans women are still seeking out females for relationships, however. Regardless, why would you leave your wife, take on the appearance of a female, and then date or marry a biological female that would take on the plain appearance of a man? Maybe some of the humans out there know that instinctively something is wrong with the mating game, and then males are supposed to be more attractive than females instead of the other way around. I was talking to someone about female image enhancement, and he mentioned that in Amazon tribes, the women look so plain compared to the males, because the males have to do all the labor of hunting, fishing, and construction. I've said before that if you're an incel that looks like a 2 out of 10, you could change your appearance to female and then go around trying to shame all the lesbians to sleep with you. And that's actually worked to some extent for some guys. But there's been pushback from the lesbian community for many that don't want to sleep with trans women. I believe the tide is turning against the trans women out there. One of the female swimmers that didn't qualify for that NCAA event, where that dude in a Borat bathing suit won, will probably provoke female-owned group preference at some point, so that women begin to boycott sporting events where trans women are competing. For saying that, she had her account suspended on Twitter. That's the fastest way to change things, by getting women to make the change. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men dressing up as women to become more beautiful than them clown world show. Nowhere is it more obvious than when you visit an Amish community and notice that the women are easily 3 or 4 notch counts lower on the sexual marketplace value compared to the males, because they're usually overweight, wear no makeup, and you can't really make out the shape of their bodies when they get older in those frumpy-looking bumpkin dresses that they're wearing. Plus, they don't wear contacts and have their hair tied up. Just look at this picture from Breaking Amish and tell me that I'm wrong. In a society where women aren't as good-looking, they have to marry much younger before they hit the wall, in their early 20s. And they can't be as picky about the looks of males that they marry because their looks are a lot lower. For right now, I think you're right, Lek, that the family court judges are probably terrified to make a harsh ruling against a trans woman, because they don't want the media backlash, and it might ruin their careers and might get them canceled. But eventually all of this is going to change. I trolled a woman a while back telling her I support transgendered rights, and she nearly lost her mind. I, of course, was being sarcastic and playing the part of the devil's advocate. But there's a lot of women that are pissed off with the woke agenda, and won't accept that part of it, and will fight back. I think that's going to grow as women start to see more biological males presenting as females invading their spaces that are always female, or that have been conquered by females recently. A few trans women here and there in politics and sports isn't a big deal. But imagine what would happen if 3 trans women were in that NCAA swim meet, and they won first, second, and third place. And there were no biological women at the winner's podium. Imagine if that happened at the Olympics and the biological women didn't win the gold, silver, or bronze medals. But let me get back to the idea of trans widows. That trans woman that I knew from 7 or 8 years ago became a public speaker and made money telling her story. This is before Caitlyn Jenner had made all of this mainstream. It's probably likely that the reason Kris Kardashian and Caitlyn Jenner, a dude back then, Bruce Jenner, broke up was because he wanted to transition back then. You might have seen that clip from The Family Guy that predicts that transformation. But that transformation happened 2 years after Bruce and Kris separated. So maybe she wasn't exactly a trans widow after all. Like, you're describing a phenomenon that I've only seen once in real life, and haven't read any stories about it online, so if I didn't have that one personal story, I wouldn't know how to relate to it. I also met another trans woman before she transitioned, and then she started dating a trans man in Toronto, and they both had YouTube channels. But in that case, they weren't married before they found each other, after their so-called transitions. But what's the point in being in a trans couple relationship? I guess the genitals fit, but their appearances are completely different from when they started. They swapped out their physical appearance, but their genitals remain the same. So I guess it might work for them. But again, what if there's some subconscious part of the biology where the male wants to instinctively have the peacock feathers and the female wants to look plain? That there's an element of evolutionary psychology in there and all of this, and most of us are unaware of it. That as men, our job physically through most of our past has been to attract the women, and for the women to approach us when they see what they like. That's the mating strategy I've used for most of my life. I would just do my own thing and women would come up to me. If you've ever had the opportunity to see peacocks during mating season, they show their feathers and compete with one another, and then the females approach the males they like the best, and then the male does his business. Funny how human mating is a lot like that, or at least it used to be. Now it's more about the woman showing her display of beauty and the men approaching her. I think we've messed up how attraction is supposed to work, and maybe the whole idea of men dressing up flamboyantly is a way to correct that. Who knows? Maybe men taking on a female appearance is the way to match the way they've been socialized to chase women, instead of to work their hardest to be chased by them. I also think a woman that gets divorced because her husband wants to transition into a woman is worse for her than if the guy was gay and hiding it. She'll probably think to herself, how did I never figure out what was going on? Women pride themselves on knowing and controlling men as much as possible. And if a man rejects his own body and her, then it leaves her in a state of confusion. Sometimes those women stay with their husbands when he decides to transform. Leck, I think that if you're a dude trying to Mrs. Doubtfire yourself so you can win in divorce court, that strategy might work for right now. But I suspect that in 5 years, most judges won't care, and it'll cease functioning, especially if it shows up more and more. But as for the rest of this video, I want to give everyone a financial update. I sold off about 25 to 30% of my stocks. The winners where I'm up anywhere between 30 and 100%, because the market has been on fire for telecom, energy, and material stocks in Canada over the last year and a half. But I bought them for a 5% dividend, and after averaging 40 to 50% over the last year and a half, I just had to take profits on them. The stocks that I didn't sell were mostly my tech stocks. I've been slowly adding to those positions, mostly through ETFs like IYW. Even Facebook at a 14 to 15% price-earnings ratio looks extremely attractive here. But I bought a bit of it before. I'm convinced my tech stocks will recover, but it might take a few years. I'm also not selling any of my Bitcoin, which makes up 50% plus in my portfolio right now. I'm still up around 125 to 30% on that in the last 2 years. And I'll wait it out until the next halving cycle if I have to see what happens. I think there's a good chance we're going into a market correction as well as recession, especially if gasoline prices stay high or go higher, because that'll create demand destruction and fuel deflation. The way inflation got under control in 2008 and 2009 was with asset price deflation. The housing market already seems to be tapping out, and most people keep their down payment money in the markets. So if the paper assets fall in price, then that will slow real estate massively. There's also talk that houses in the United States will fall by 25% shortly. Everyone is terrified of inflation, but what about if we're actually going to be hit with massive deflation and most people aren't even ready for that yet? The stock market is always a forward-looking indicator, predicting the future of the general economy out maybe a year or two in the future. Right now it's saying sideways or down in the next year or so. I would love to see another 50% plus correction in the stock market again, because I would buy a fund in Canada with the ticker symbol EIT. I bought some of it when it was paying 12% annual dividends. Today, with the price up a third from where I bought it, it's only paying 9% if you were to buy today. But if the market corrects 55%, then it'll pay 20% dividends annually. Putting $400,000 into that at some point would be the equivalent of a $100,000 a year job after tax. I've been through enough downturns to see that the real money is made buying up assets after the crash and having free cash flow and savings to do so. It's not about buying things when prices are already risen lots, but most people are herd animals and they wait for it to be supposedly safe to invest before doing so. It took balls to buy stocks a few months after the COVID crash, just like it takes balls to buy tech stocks that have crashed 60 to 70% so far in the last 6 months. As long as they're good businesses that are growing and making money, then they're a good buy. What I want everyone to know is that the stock market is the closest thing we have to a time machine for money. If stocks are falling today, odds are the economy will be falling tomorrow. If stocks are rising today, then the economy will be rising tomorrow. It's a good bet. As for the trans woman I knew that got married to the trans man, he was disowned by his wife and children and spoke all about it and received plenty of attention. That took dedication back in a time when the whole trans thing wasn't as popular as it is today. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Lek for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you have to be disturbed to watch spicy content where trans women are smashing trans men. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps women from turning themselves into the more beautiful half of the species away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.